Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's county happens to be part of one of the largest metropolitan areas in our country, which is not a bad thing when it comes to economic impact. Andy Clinton is president and CEO of Visit York County. He joins us by phone now from his office in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Andy, welcome to the program.
Appreciate you having me.
Let's start with an overview of your office there.
We are tourism for York County, which is Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York, Clover, TDK, but really a suburb of Charlotte. Our main goal is bringing visitors to our area. I mean, whether that's Carowinds, the amusement park, or a lot of sports tourism. We have some natural assets like the Catawba River and Lake Wylie. That's our job. That's our goal, is bringing visitors to the area. And ultimately, how we're funded is through accommodations tax.
How do you do this? Placing ads, or what are the tools you use?
Our best assets are our staff, right? So our staff are number one, but we have our website, we have our social media channels. So yeah, it's a lot of advertising, getting influencers, getting travel writers, blogs, promoting amusement parks and promoting restaurants and things to do in the area. We do have a sales team as well. So we kind of, our two efforts are marketing, but then on the sales side, a lot of people just think that these basketball events and football and soccer, that they just naturally come to our area. But there is a recruitment process where we're trying to bring in a youth volleyball event that brings in 200 teams over a weekend. We build that relationship with that event and coordinate them to come to Rock Hill or to come to Fort Mill. So the team moms and families, they all stay in hotels, eat in restaurants.
All right. Now, you mentioned the Catawba River, which for our listeners here in the Midlands, we call it the Watery River.
There you go.
But so there's been some news and some things happening on the Catawba River around Great Falls, South Carolina, not far from where you are. Tell us about that. And is that bringing in any tourism to your area?
Absolutely is. Anytime where you're able to add white water and add that opportunity, it's huge for our area. I mean, we do need to probably do a little bit better job educating that people know exactly what they're getting themselves into, because it is white water. So, you know, typically on the Catawba River, they're used to picking up their tube from Academy or wherever they purchase, and they might have a cooler floating down the river with them. And Great Falls is not that. You're getting class 3 rapids, but yeah, no, it's a huge opportunity, and hopefully they're staying at hotels and eating in restaurants a little bit further north in York County.
And what are the challenges that a tourism marketing organization like yours faces?
I would say you need to make sure that you have that local buy-in. I guess you can kind of get into the somebody that might be against growth. I wouldn't say that we're different than a chamber and an economic development, is because we're in the market of bringing people for a couple days or for a weekend, and then they're going back home. But in order to sell our destination, we need to have the more assets, the better, as far as restaurants in downtown and breweries and attractions and more hotels. Like, that's just more jobs really for our area. It's great that 800 people from York County work at Carowinds. I mean, it's amazing that we have that. But there's a little bit of that hurdle as far as just battling the why are all these people in town for this volleyball event, and I'm having to wait 45 minutes to go to the restaurant in downtown Rock Hill. A little bit of that growth mindset, but I'm always, I love it that our restaurants have a wait. I think that's great. I know that it stinks sometimes when you're a Friday night and you're having to wait 30 minutes, but it means our restaurants are doing well. So.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Andy Clinton is president and CEO of Visit York County in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and we will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.